Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks very much for being part of our day. That music is for our good friend Bob Cuska. Bob, happy anniversary, baby. 6 years. Thanks for being here all these years.
It's been a great 6 years, Jim. I look for six more if you're still in the business.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to be right here. My philosophy, retirement is waiting to die. I'm not planning on doing that. Bob Cuska, ladies and gentlemen, he's the founder of the Fusion Factor, the president there. He's the author of a number of books on getting more out of your team and making them like it, helping them like what they're doing. But we're talking about personal. We've been talking about personal productivity of the owner. Look at your own personal productivity. Look at your own engagement level. Do the things that you need to do to get disconnected. You know, one of the things that we talk about on the show here, Bob, is getting outside your four walls. Because sometimes we get hunkered down in our bunkers and it's not healthy, is it? It's not good for the company. It's not good for the team. It's not good for us individually. And personally, health-wise, it's not good, is it?
That's right. That's right. You know, you can't see the forest through the trees sometimes,
that's right.
Jim.
So you
matter of fact, one thing that, you know, a business owner may want to do is get a coach. Get somebody, you know, that can come in and take a look at how are you working, spend some time with you for a couple of weeks, and then give you some input on what things you could be doing better.
Right. Absolutely. And, I encourage you to do that. And I think you'll look back on in a year, and you'll say, that was the best investment I ever made.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
All right, so you got a couple of more productivity ideas. Is that one of them, coach? Get a coach?
Yeah, that's one of them. Get a coach. That comes under the personal heading. And we talked about personal and organizational. The third one, Jim, you and I always talk about, is establishing metrics. You know, how are you going to measure your business? And I'll tell you a funny story. I'm on a board of advisors for a $10 million manufacturing business, and we were having our meeting last week, and one of my board members turned to the owner and said, hey, what are your sales for the month of February? And the guy didn't know. And he said, you don't know your sales? He said, my controller knows that. He said, well, you need to know that every day. So
right.
I got an email from him yesterday, and he said, here's my report. He said, I will never be caught again not knowing that number.
That's funny.
So yeah. You need to establish what the
Absolutely.
Metrics are. And some of them we know. You know, you want to be know all the time. What is your sales? What is your gross profit?
Usually for small businesses, small business owners, they know it, but they don't share it with other people.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I've run into over the years.
Or they let it creep up on them.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
One of my clients right now, he's got a severe cash flow problem because he let his receivables grow to a point he didn't even realize it was as large as it was.
I call that succeeding yourself right out of business.
That's right. That's right. So whatever those metrics are, by the way, there are other metrics besides cash metrics.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are metrics on, you know, the productivity you're getting out of your employees. Whatever your business you're in, are they selling enough? Are they making enough widgets? Are they doing those things that you can measure? Some of those measures are hard, Jim. There are hard measures and soft measures. The hard measures are things like sales per employee or gross revenue per employee. You can see those. But, you know, there are other measures for some of the people in your office. How do you measure whether your office manager is productive or not?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that kind of leads us to, once you start establishing those measures, how do you do performance management? You know, how do you, on a regular basis, have a dialogue with your employees that said, this is what I expect out of you, this is what you're getting, you're exceeding it, or you're not meeting it, but let's have a dialogue about how we increase that. Because my philosophy, Jim, is you set the bar higher all the time.
Well, that's the thing, is we all... Michelangelo had a saying, I'll try to see if I can remember. He says, the only thing worse than setting a bar too low and reaching it is setting it too high and missing it is setting it too low and reaching it.
You know, There's a theory called hoop toss theory. You know the child's game of hoop toss?
Yeah.
Throw a hoop over the peg? Okay.
Yeah.
If I put the peg real close to me, I will succeed 100% of the time, but I'll get bored really quickly, right? If I put it way out there, it'll be very challenging, but I'll not hit it very much, and I'll get frustrated.
Yeah.
The challenge is setting that peg where it will be challenging and rewarding at the same
time.
Well,
and this is where we get into the discussion of perfection versus excellence.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when you're managing performance, you have to tell your people, okay, we're not perfect around here. I'm not perfect. You're not perfect. I don't want anything that we're saying here to sound like we're trying to be perfect. If I have high standards for you, if I tell you you're not measuring up, I'm not looking for perfection because we can't achieve that. But we can achieve excellence. This is what I think excellence looks like. Do you agree with me? And can we get there? You see what I mean?
Yeah.
I think excellence, that discussion about excellence is a great one to have when you're doing performance management.
Absolutely. Jim, last week I had breakfast with a woman that was my first secretary 40 years ago.
Wow.
And she was right out of high school. She was 19 years old when she worked for me. You know what she is now? She's a national sales director for a Fortune 100 company.
Wow.
And she said to me, "You challenged me right from the beginning." You know, she's 19 years old, and I taught her how to do the budget.
That's a payday, isn't it, Bob? Good for you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks for 6 great years, Bob. Come back soon. Let's do some more of these.
All right, Jim. Good to talk to you.
Bob Cuska, and that's thefusionfactor.com, right?
That's what it is, Jim.
Find his books there, too, folks, and all the things that he does. Bob Cuska. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.